This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for June 4th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Even as we await the release of the second Fantastic Beasts movie this November, J.K. Rowling's already hard at work writing the screenplay for the third movie in this film series, which is a follow-up to the Harry Potter mega franchise. Whereas on the original Potter films, Rowling wrote the books the films were based on, in the new series, there's only the screenplay for her. But she's not out of the novel business either. She's just finished the fourth book of a crime series she's writing under the pseudonym Robert Galbraith. Don't miss the latest episode from SQPN's Secrets of Movies and TV Shows podcast. I'm joined by Shelley Kelly, Father Corey Stika, and Mac Barron to discuss one of the greatest movies of all time, Raiders of the Lost Ark. We dig deep into the hidden layers and deeper meanings, including the real story of how the Ark of the Covenant was lost and maybe was found, how Indy held his breath so long on the outside of that submarine, and why there are apples everywhere in the movie. Check it out at sqpn.com/secrets. Maybe we should call him Benedict Muggersnatch. Sorry. Benedict Cumberbatch, known for playing Doctor Strange and Sherlock Holmes, leapt into superhero mode last November to come to the rescue of a mugging victim. Cumberbatch was taking an Uber when he and his wife saw a cyclist getting attacked on a London street. They asked the driver to stop, and Cumberbatch and the driver jumped out of the car to fight off the muggers. The Uber driver recounted the story to a London newspaper last week, and that's why we're hearing about it now. A couple more details are emerging on Amazon's billion-dollar adaptation of the Middle-earth sagas of J.R.R. Tolkien as a TV show. The rumors continue to suggest that the movie will be set years prior to the events of The Lord of the Rings, and that initially it will focus on a younger Aragorn being fostered by Elrond in Rivendell and learning the truth of his identity. However, that's just the first season, and subsequent seasons may focus on other characters and time periods. And we're also learning that it may be limited to 5 seasons. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com. I'm Dom Bettinelli.